Okay, Saturday, June 1st. What time is it? 6:03 a.m. Okay, just got back from the walk. Plenty of daylight out there. No sun yet, but lots of daylight. No problem seeing anything. Let's see. So what time did we leave? We left at 5, roughly about 20 after 5. I could have probably left about 10 after 5 with no problem. But I didn't. Okay, so. Okay, looking at and regarding my artwork at the Museum of Northern California Art in Chico, I was looking at their Instagram feed and it looks like they use my portrait, self-portrait at 70 painting for their billboard in front of the museum itself. So that's kind of an honor, I guess. I'm glad they liked it that much that they would do that. So that's one note about my work, I guess. I've been looking at my, I guess I'll call it my painting on the paper, Three Dog Night. Like I said, all I did was just cover it up with some stuff, made some crude drawing on there, which I'm sure is going to change, but just to get a feel for the scale of the area. Yeah, getting kind of antsy about wanting to play with it some more. Painting on paper is difficult because the paper does absorb a lot of the thinner or the terps. I don't use turpentine, but the solvent for the paint. And it kind of gives it a little watercolory looking look to it, which is interesting, you know, but that's not my goal. Anyway. So, problems at the house here. We got two cats that are definitely showing signs of some type of problem. They're indoor cats, so it's nothing they picked up outside. First, well, it's Mama Kitty and the princess. Mama Kitty is the princess's mother. But anyway, she started throwing up and then not really not eating that much and then throwing up anything she ate. Doesn't look weak, so something's going down, I guess. And then the princess, about maybe 3 or 4 days later, started doing the same thing. But now she's straining to have a bowel movement and has little poops that come out, little runny poops that come out. So don't know what's going on with her. But they're for me, they're acting kind of normal. Margaret says that the princess usually likes to come to her and snuggle and stuff, but she's not doing that. She's kind of like hiding off somewhere, you know, and staying away. So they're not feeling good. Made a vet appointment, of course. They're always like, you know, way out somewhere. But the wife actually got the princess. She feels the princess is the one that's more urgent. We first she made one for Mama Kitty, and that one's way out somewhere. I forget where, at least a week away. But the princess. Then when she called for the princess, she was able to get one that's sooner. That'll be on Monday in the afternoon. So we'll see what's going on with that. And yeah. So I had the for part of my benefit packages for my retirement on the health side, they had the when you turn 65, you get to participate in the health reimbursement account, which is so when you turn Medicare or whatever. But anyway, so they give you a certain amount of money each year to spend on anything medical. You can pay your premiums with it. You can pay your co-pays with it. If you buy glasses, you can pay for your exam and your actual eyeglasses for it, anything medical, you know, prescription drugs, whatever. And it was good because, like, when I had my open heart surgery, I didn't pay a penny for that, even though, well, I went to Kaiser and they don't do open heart surgeries. They farm it out to Mercy Hospital, and so they I got a big bill from them, but like I said, I didn't have to pay for anything because that went towards that. And the nice thing about it is that if any money you don't spend during the year, it rolled over. Let's see. Oh. But what happened was they took that away. So effectively, it takes away $4,300 out of my pocket each year. Well, not each year, but that would go into my pocket each year. And let's see, what am I looking for here? So it turns out, where is that? It turns out, well, we were always wondering, well, why are they taking that away? They took it away and did something else with it. Here we go. And let's see. Oops. So the HRA is ending due to updates to Medicare Part D cost sharing from the Inflation Reduction Act. Okay? The CAT HRA plan is ending due to updates Medicare Part D cost sharing from the Inflation Reduction Act. And so that's the one that was that the Dems passed that spent all that money, which was really part of the Green New Deal. And they called it the Inflation Reduction Act. Then it didn't, it's been like that. When did they implement that? A long time ago, about a year ago at least, a minimum a year ago. And it still hasn't reduced inflation. So what it did do was take $4,300 out of my pocket each year. And so, of course, this year, since I don't have it to pay for things, I had my surgery. First, I had all these tests and everything, and then my surgery. And then the wife has a problem with one of her fillings that falls out, and that's going to probably cost a bunch more money because they don't really know what to do with it just yet. They're kind of waiting for things to settle down on that. And now I got the cats. You know, I mean, that's not going to go to the HRA, but, you know, that's another expense that I've got to deal with. So, yeah, I'm kind of ready for the Democrats to quit spending money and taking it out of my pocket and putting it somewhere else. So that's where I'm standing on that, only because, you know, it's a hardship on me. And you know, these benefits that I enjoy from my retirement, I worked for. You know, I worked for that company for 42 years. And when they told us to go on strike so we can get these benefits, I went on strike. You know, I gave up a paycheck to get this benefit. And then the Dems turn around and, because of something with Medicare Part D, they just eliminate my HRA. And that's kind of upsetting. Another rant, I guess, huh? I was just thinking about that for some reason. Let me see here. Yeah, I'd like to paint, but I got to go out and deal with a garden. Watered the back thoroughly yesterday. The back has to get watered every day, just like the front does on certain places. The major watering for the back, it was yesterday. The major watering for the front today is today. And then that can alternate that. That way I don't have a big watering day each day or every other day. It's kind of, you know, it works out. But the front and back do require some watering on certain things that need water every day. Mainly because I'm trying to propagate stuff. strawberries, I said, are really labor intensive, but we're getting strawberries. You know, no big juicy ones, but small sweet ones for sure. And the wife's enjoying those. I don't eat strawberries because I'm allergic to them. But yeah, so that's going to save us some money right there, and not having to buy her strawberries that don't last for a week. So I can buy her fresh. I can pick her fresh ones every day, and she can eat those. What else we got going here? That's pretty much it, I guess. Let me get out there. It's the daylight's burning, so I don't really want to waste too much time out there. I'm gonna have to go to Lowe's today and get another air filter for the air conditioning system, or a couple at least. You know, buy them in bulk, and buy some other stuff too. I gotta buy some other things. I can't remember what they are, but I'll be going to Lowe's for that. Oh yeah, I also want to. I tried to grow some cantaloupe again, but for some reason, again, the seeds didn't come up. I planted the honeydew, and that's sprouting pretty good now. So I'm glad about that. Watermelon's sprouting. Pumpkins are sprouting. So I might have to kill some of those off because they just take over everything. Anyway, so... yeah, let me wrap this up, and I'll talk to you some other time this month.